It all started a few years ago here in southeast Texas in a windblown rice field, a rice field owned by David Holland in Houston.
They want to build a pipeline through the property.
They are an oil and gas company from Plano, Texas, called Denbury Green. Denbury sent surveyors to the rice field to see where to run their new pipeline, but they never got on the property. And you refused them entry.
That's correct.
And they didn't like that, I take it.
They did not like that.
Denbury went to county court demanding to be allowed onto Holland's land. The county court ruled for Denbury, saying that's how it is in Texas. Pipeline companies have the right of eminent domain, the ability to even take property, whether the owner wants to sell it or not. Property owner Holland had other ideas. His attorneys took the case to the Texas Supreme Court, which might have seemed to be a waste of time because he admits there is a belief that
oil, gas, pipelines never lose in the Texas Supreme Court. We're now seeing that that's because nobody asked them.
The answer they got late last summer is now sending shockwaves through the state's leading industry. The court ruled that Denbury had no right of eminent domain. The court said it based its opinion on the Texas Constitution. It allows the taking of property only if it's for public use, and the court said what Denbury was doing wasn't public at all. The only thing that did say it was public was the permit Denbury got from the Texas Railroad Commission, which regulates pipeline safety. But the court said the commission just takes a company's word for it, never doing any investigation to see if the pipeline would be used by multiple companies, making it public, or if it was just for the benefit of one company, in this case, Denbury. The oil and gas industry is now petitioning the Texas Supreme Court, telling it it's wrong and should reconsider its opinion. Keith Strama is a lawyer with the Texas Oil and Gas Association in Austin.
The Supreme Court appears to overturn 100 years of case law allowing for the development of infrastructure critical to the state's energy supply and energy development.
Pipeline companies say the Denbury case is now being used by landowners across Texas to tie things up in county courts. One pipeline company said in its petition to the Supreme Court that landowners are holding the companies hostage to extort higher prices for their land than is fair. But landowner David Holland flips the argument. Wasn't it the companies with their threat of taking land, also called condemnation, that had been giving them an unfair advantage?
It will cost the pipeline companies that have attempted to use condemnation to get discounts. It's not going to cost the ones that negotiate with the landowners without a threat of condemnation.
The Texas Oil and Gas Association's Keith Strama denies that landowners have been getting shortchanged.
And there has been no evidence that landowners are in any way not receiving fair compensation in eminent domain hearings in Texas.
Pipelines are critical to the Texas energy industry, and maybe never more than right now. A surge of new drilling is bringing up huge quantities of oil and gas that have to be piped from well sites to facilities many miles away. The Texas Supreme Court is expected to announce by the end of the month whether it will reconsider its ruling. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.